Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home at 60s on 6. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
In association with Free Airwaves, Happy Years, and Just Played, the 60s on 6 presents Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
The word get out that Day of the Rave is almost a year older. Zach, come! Yes, indeed, Day of the Rave, get ready to celebrate another year. I always thought these big celebrations were for me. But of course, it's going to be New Year's, the end of the year. Day of the Rave and our Relics and Rarities get together, where we bring you all those cool, lost, and forgotten 45s. All those records that you think should have been a hit record, maybe they were hit in your area. But of course, they never made it real big on the national charts. We've got all those forgotten 45s, all those uncommon oldies for you. It's our Relics and Rarities get together. It's not Auld Lang Syne. It's Rockin' Lang Syne with the Rockin' Stockers there from 1960 on the Sun record label. Relics and Rarities. Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot! It's a killer record. One of the most expensive Motown records by Mr. Frank Wilson.
Yeah.
you know the answer to that question. I love you. And I love these records. That's Frank Wilson there from 1966 and Too Cold. Do I Love You? Our Relics and Rarities get-together. Final one here for 2003. David Raven just jumping up and down all over the place there. Nobody's going to stop me tonight. Got this incredible urge, all this activity going on here at the Relics and Rarities show. We'll bring in Mr. Wilson Pickett here. Been a smash hit tune there for Mr. Wilson Pickett there. The Wicked Pickett there from 1963. Tune down the Double L record label. It's a tune called I Can't Stop.
All night long.
That's a cool record indeed there from May of 1965. Who called the Dell Counts? Came out on the Soma record label there, a tune called Bird Dog.
We're rocking, really rocking, rocking with Dave the Rave. Don't you be cruel to a
now are checking your New Beats record collection, trying to figure out where that record is. That's actually the Don Rydell 4 there from 1965, and their version, their New Beats kind of a version of Don't Be Cruel.
Jerry Ross produced groups out of Philadelphia, the Showstoppers. That was their follow-up to Ain't Nothing But a House Party. Their tune called Eeny Meeny.
It's one of those great flip sides that we talk about. This is the flip side of Nicky Hokey.
Yes, indeed. PJ Proby here from 1967. I love this record.
Darling, won't you lend me your ear? And I'll whisper things you might want to hear. Well, it looks like after such a long time, good things are coming my way. My way. Thrills me when you're walking with me. And it chills me when you're talking with me. Now it looks like
Nikki Hokie became a big hit for PJ Proby. That actually came out on a single on its own. Should have been a hit record. No doubt about it there. PJ Proby, write it down. It's called Good Things Are Coming My Way. And Dana Rave is coming your way if you live down in South Carolina. All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express. Dana Rave is heading down to South Carolina. I'm ready to do some shagging tonight. A little of that beach music sound for you. Gentlemen left the Swing of Medallions, formed a group called Pieces of Eight. Made this great record called Come Back Girl.
Hey, hey, girl. I didn't really mean to hurt you. You're my girl. I simply can't live without you. The girl you saw me was only for fun. Why did you ever think she could be the one? She's not as wonderful as you are so fine. Come on back, girl.
Be now. Look at me.
I'm left with a year of painful
memory.
Thinking about all the good times.
Remember skiing
and snow in your hair. And when I needed love, you were always there. Beach party sailing in your sunny face. Memories I can't replace.
Great records in the Swing of Medallions, and Brent Forson and Steve Caldwell, they formed that group called Pieces of Eight, and what a great tune that is. It's called Come Back Girl. So watch out for Day of the Rays, Relics of Rarity, Super Express, as we head down to the Carolinas. early 1968, a top 60 record for Otis Redding and Carla Thomas. That record was pulled off of the King and Queen LP, and I had a lot to do with that. I kept bugging all the radio stations to play that record back in 1968, and they finally started playing it, and so many calls were coming over that record there. Stax finally released that on a single there, Lovey-Dovey. But you ought to get that King and Queen LP. What a great LP. A lot of great tunes on there. Otis Redding and Carla Thomas. Turn your back on Day of the Rave. I'll be following you from December of 1961. The Jarmels. Great tune. It's called I'll Follow You.
Day of the Rave. Relics and rarities. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
For all the playgirls out there. There's a lot of playgirls out there, not just the guys. The Prophets from 1969, top 50 record, came out on the Cap record label.
I need
Woo! Got to dig this one. Brothers appeared on the charts for the very first time in 1963 with a great record called Little Latin Loopy Lou that Bill Medley wrote. The flip side contained that classic by Bobby Hatfield. He wrote that song. It's called I'm So Lonely. The Righteous Brothers, go get that record out of your closet. Dust the record off. Little Latin Loopy Lou with that great flip side that we just played. Tune called I'm So Lonely. Here's a group that sounded a lot like the Righteous Brothers. Made a lot of great records. They were really from America. Everybody thought they were from England, though. Big production sound there. The Walker Brothers, they had to pretend they were from England just to get airplay in America when all the British invasion bands were dominating the airwaves. Tune called Lover on the Smash record label. And it was a record that it took me many, many years to find. And then one of these days on my way into New York City for an Ed Sullivan show, I got to see the Association and Ray Charles. And there was a store called Colony Records in New York. They're probably still there. And they used to have these little bags, and how true they were. The bag would say, I found it at Colony Records, and I looked real hard for this record for years trying to find it because I heard it on some local AM radio station. I think it was a station out of New Brunswick, New Jersey, WCTC. Larry Harmon was a disc jockey. He played this record, and I fell in love with the record. It had hit all over the record. Written and arranged by Jim Webb, who was in the group. The song was produced by Johnny Rivers. It's Day of the Raves, Discovery of the Week.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Shall lay down beside the man.
back in 1967. I mean, I drove every record store crazy trying to find that record. I just thought for sure that would have been a hit record. That's my Discover of the Week, where we feature every week one out of the many thousands and thousands of records that are all stacked up over here in the Relics of Rarities Vault, the No Static 60s Attic. And that's our discovery there. It's a group called the Strawberry Children on the Soul City record label. Tune called Love Years Coming. Thank you, Colony Records in New York, there, for helping me find that record. Here's a follow-up to Come On Down to My Boat. You remember Every Mother's Son?
Put your mind at ease under the trees, out where it's breezy. Nobody here but me and you. We'll do the things we meant to do. Sit back, relax, and take it easy. Things that are good can be misunderstood and mistaken.
Top 10 to top 50 there. Every mother's son, tune called Put Your Mind at Ease. It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash! It's got that classic girl group sound here from 1963. Group called Barbara English and the Fashions. Came out on the Roulette record label called Bad News. Barbara English and the Fashions here from 1963. And it was written by Johnny Nash, and it's called Bad News. I've got bad news for you. This next record is on an LP only. They should have made this a single, though. It's a great one from the Dave Clark Five. Dave Clark 5 there from 1964. It's on the DC 5 LP called Return. And of course, well wishes to Mike Smith from the Dave Clark 5. He was the lead vocalist for them, and he was in a serious accident not too long ago, and pretty critical condition for Mike Smith. But hopefully recuperation is in the future for Mike Smith, so we do wish you well. Of course, it was his birthday not too long ago, as well as Dave Clark's birthday. So happy belated birthday to Mike Smith and Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five.
If you feel the blue because you never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. Dave has got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show.
Groovy kind of show.
Relics and rarities show.
Here's a record pretty appropriate for this time of the year. It is something that you're still hoping to accomplish in 2003. Sometime here, you better do it quick, because you're quickly running out of time.
You don't know what's going on. You've been away for too long. You can't come back. I think you are still mad.
Yeah. the social world. You can't come back, be the first in line. Oh yeah.
Just singing along to that record on our Relics and Rarities get-together.
Woo!
I love that. That's Chris Farrell. That was the number one record in England. 13 weeks on the charts at number one. Not number one all 13 weeks, though. Of course, here in the U.S., it never even made it into the top 100 there. Chris Farlow, produced by Mick Jagger, tune called Out of Time.
I couldn't sleep at all tonight, so I turned on my radio. And now I'm feeling all right. Yeah, I'm rocking with the Relics and Rarities. The Dave and Rave plays for me. I love the Relics and Rarities.
His Wishes, Relics, and Rarities was rocking you all night long. That's 1964. That was almost a top 10 record. Of course, a double-sided hit for Sam Cooke there. The other side was called Tennessee Waltz. That's Good Times. Went to a high of number 11.
Thank you.
almost.
Happy New Year
from Dave the Raven, our Relics and Rarities vault here in the No Static 60s Attic. And, of course, there's Honey and the Bees there. Honey and the Bees from 1968. If there's something you'd like to hear on a future show, you'd like to contact me, it's DaveRaveXMRadio@AOL.com. Wishing everybody a Happy New Year. And keep listening and keep looking for those Relics and Rarities. Growing up in the New York metropolitan area, this is a memory that I have, and a lot of people will have, when you think of the end of the year, looking forward to the next year. See you next year.
As the holiday bells ring out the old year and sweethearts kiss, and old hands touch and warm each other against the year ahead, may I wish you not the biggest and best of life, but the small pleasures that make living worthwhile. Sometime during the new year, to keep your heart in practice, may you do someone a secret good deed and not get caught at it. May you find a little island of time to read that book, to write that letter, and to visit that lonely friend on the other side of town. May your next do-it-yourself project not look like you did it yourself. May the poor relatives you help support remember you when they win the sweepstakes. May your best card tricks win admiring gasps and your worst puns admiring groans. May all those who told you so refrain from saying, "I told you so," during some important speech when you pause to let your words sink in and light a cigarette to punctuate that pause. May you not light the filter end. May all the predictions you've made for your firstborn's future come true. May just half of those optimistic predictions that your high school annual made for you come true. In a time of sink or swim, may you find you can walk the shore before you call the lifeguard. May you keep at least one ideal you can pass along to your kids. For a change, some rainy day when you're a few minutes late, may your train or bus be waiting for you. May you accidentally overhear someone saying something nice about you. If you run into an old school chum, may you both remember each other's names for introductions. If you order your steak medium rare, may it be so. And if you're on a diet, may someone tell you you've lost a little weight without knowing you're on a diet. May that long and lonely night be brightened by the telephone call that you've been waiting for. When you reach into the coin slot, may you find the coin that you lost on your last wrong number. When you trip and fall, may there be no one watching to laugh at you or feel sorry for you. And sometime soon, may you be waved to by a celebrity, wagged at by a puppy, run to by a happy child, and counted on by someone you love. More than this, no one can wish you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Harry Harrison from 1965. Happy New Year, everybody. Day of the Raven, our Relics and Rarities show, right here from the Relics and Rarities Vault, the No Static Attic. Once again, we'll see you next year.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities is signing off now. Mom has to use the antenna for a clothesline. There's always more rare air coming from 60s on 6.
I'm not one.
and it's Beatles 65 music. There, the album comes off over the CD now in Millennium Time. It's your fan for
60s on C.
2 minutes after the hour, some Atomic Time, one about this year, baby. Rocking
America.
And not just the Beatles, the Rolling Stones coming up at the Beeb. That's at the top of this hour, man. On the Amazing 606, you're rocking with the Motor Mouth, chugging the John Roll to get like a piece of leather. This kind of weather was 18 degrees in the breeze. Ah, the more I see you, the more I smell you. It's the sound of Chris Montez on the 606. Herb Albert produces this take on the 60 channel. Go, baby.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sign, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you,
could reach number 52 back in 1968. It's the perfect time of the year for that tune, Tune Called Unwind. Of course, unwinding is something we all like to do around the happy holiday season.
Relics and rarities.
Happy holiday.
I told the bird this morning that I love you so. He's singing our love song. Now everybody knows.
Shells from 1963. Indeed it is. It's a happy holiday. Day of the Rave from the No Static 60s Attic. Bringing you all those great gems. All these records, we got them all piled up here in the Relics and Rarities vault. Woo! You don't dig this record, you got a hole in your soul.
Just what you want me to be. And when I hold your hand, I'll know that I'm your man. Oh, then I'll take you by the hand and show you a promised land. Na 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 na, I love you. Oh yeah, na 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 na, I do. Oh, 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 oh. I've got a lover and she's so good to me.
That's a Christmas record that came out in December of 1962. The Parakeets on the Big Top record label. A tune called I Love You. Yes, I do. I love that record. That's for sure. And, of course, it's the Day of the Rave. Great pick hit record for you. Take it down to a record. Sounds like a Philadelphia record. John Abbott hit record in 1963. He did just that. He made a change. Going from the Motown record label to the Passion record label there. I love that record, though. It's a tune called Make a Change.
Merry Christmas to you.
William B. Williams put out a Christmas record whose meaning is more powerful today than it ever was before.
Every year, thousands of letters come into the General Post Office in New York City, addressed to Santa Claus, care of the North Pole. This year, one of those letters stood out like a shining light. I'd like to read it to you. Dear Santa, usually I write to ask you for toys and games, but this year I don't think you ought to send me any. Or not that I haven't been a good boy. In fact, Santa, I've been trying especially hard to be good because there is something I want more than anything right now. And that's a world to grow up in. Gosh, the way Mommy and Daddy have been talking lately has really got me worried. They're saying that another big war may start real soon and that there is nothing that anyone can do about it. Well, that's bad enough, but I hear that this time they have a new super bomb that can kill all the people and the kids too. And they say that nobody is going to win this war because there won't be anyone left to fight. Gee, Santa, I guess I'm too young to really understand what it's all about, but you're so smart, I bet you know what to do. They say that you get to see all the people in the world in one night. Well, Santa, I was wondering if instead of bringing them presents this year, you couldn't kind of talk to them. and leave behind the feeling I know I get every year when Christmas rolls around. Mom calls it the love of Christmas. And what it does is it makes everyone feel warm inside and act kind of nice to everybody else, even if they were real mad at them before. If you could do that, Santa, I'll bet there'd never be a war again. And I'd have a world to grow up in. P.S. If it does work out, Santa, I could sure use a new sled.
That, of course, is a great Christmas wish there. William B. Williams and A World to Grow Up In. If there's something that you'd like to hear on a future Relics of Rarity show, you can contact me at DaveRaveXMRadio@AOL.com. Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas. And remember to look for Relics and Rarities. I'm Dave the Rave, wishing you all peace on earth, goodwill to men.
'Twas the night before Christmas, quiet as could be. Not a creature was stirring except for me. Then up in the chimney, what did I hear but...
Get me out of here!
I knew that there was trouble coming the day. Guess that I don't like our chimney that way. We made it smaller and the trouble is that we didn't know Santa was so doggone fat.
I'm stuck!
I had a fear he wouldn't make it this year. But now I'm sure that Santa is here. Santa's stuck in my chimney, I don't know what to do. He's stuck just a couple inches above the flue.
Don't just stand there, do something!
He's yelling and screaming, woke up Mom and Dad. I told them I needed some help awful bad. They tugged and pulled, got him out of there. He was a little bit dirty, but none the worse for wear. Under the tree, he loaded his sled, prepared to finish his flight, and he said,
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Hello.
Dave the Ray. Relics and Rarities is signing off now. Mom has to use the antenna for a clothesline. There's always more rare air coming from 60s on 6.